Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, I want to welcome everybody to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and tonight we're going to be talking about fulfilling your dreams. It's very, very awesome. I'm going to go ahead and get my co-host, Miss Amy Frost. How are you tonight, Amy?
I'm drooling. I'm just getting off of Kelly's table. I'm drooling.
Wow. Love it. Everybody's like, what the heck does that mean? Okay. We're going to have our special guest tonight is Kelly Casper. And Amy, I would love for you to introduce her.
She's amazing. She's great. That's about all I can say. She's going to have to introduce herself.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me.
Who the hell are you? Why are you here?
My name is Kelly Capsar. By license, I'm a massage therapist. What I love is craniosacral therapy and checking into what people's belief systems are and how it shows up in lives and worlds. And Amy and I have just been laughing and having a mighty fine time, so I'm expecting up.
I'm going to jump into the party here.
I met her at the Armed Forces Business Chamber, believe it or not. That's where we met. Really, I met her husband. I didn't meet her. He's a nurse practitioner, and they have a clinic here in Las Vegas. So everybody needs to come. We're going to start having spa days. Robin's going to come here and be doing flower readings or whatever she does. She'll be here doing that. And so I'm very excited for people our seekers to learn about Kelly and her great work.
Okay, so Kelly, let's slow down just a little bit. So you do massage therapy, and you also said you do cranial?
Craniosacral therapy. It's a form
cranial
of body work.
Okay, you want to describe that a little bit for somebody who's a brand new person, hasn't really been introduced to any kind of healing modalities. They're probably like, what the heck is that?
Take
the break it out, roll it around like a bowling ball, and then put it back in your head. Okay, anyway. They're like, what?
Exactly. Part of the challenge with the work is that there's no really good way to describe it. Let me
try. Here's how you describe it. You have an issue. You come in. You put yourself. You don't have to take your clothes off. You're fully dressed on her table, which I think for a lot of people that's a plus, honestly.
It is.
And she knows what to do, and you walk off feeling so much better. So. There you go. There's your starting point.
With the cranial, is it a matter of pressure points or something that's involved with the actual assisting you to be able to tap into those belief systems, or how does that work?
So cranial is actually a misnomer because it's actually full body fascia work, which is the connective tissue in the whole body, and quantum physicists have recently come out and said that fascia is the light body of the being, and it is the biggest hormonal transporter of the being. And if
wow.
you think about...
Yeah, let's just sit with that for a minute. Wow.
No, that's fascinating and also very clarifying because, for people to say, well, where is your brain? Your brain is literally in every cell of your body. You're getting information from every single cell that you have because everything's talking to one another.
Yeah, let's be with that. That's a mind blower,
yeah.
literally, right?
Yeah.
For a lot of people to really get that.
Yeah.
No, I think that's kind of cool. I go,
think stories, and your body will tell the truth about what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And because it really retains, like our brain's job is to make us look good and to keep us safe. That's its job. And it will make up stories so we look good. And years later, we find out that the situation that we thought was going on wasn't actually true, but the knee says that is not what happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the good news is, again, you don't have to come in having any answers, because that's what she does. Is she lets
your body.
Your body will do that for you. Robin, I don't know. Go ahead.
I was going to say, isn't it better if you don't really have an idea on a certain level to where you've locked it in? You could basically just say, you know, I'm an open book, and what I need to let go of, I want to let go of. Isn't that a better way of handling going in and doing work
Absolutely.
Like that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, we've talked in the show not that long ago about, actually with the work that we've done with Phoenix, about the fact of letting something go. I don't even have to know what that is, and I can let it go.
Well, and that's part of why I wanted to have her on the show. Her work is so profound and so good. And it takes a level of trust to come in, walk in that door to do it. And I wanted to provide a way to open that door and be a bridge for that for her.
Uh-huh.
So that's what, you know, people get to know her through this show.
Thank you. So if you're laying there and you're working on me and I get up and walk away, how will I know that I actually was able to shift my consciousness and just be in a better place?
So frequently people will literally bounce off the walls between my office, which is in the back of our office, up to the front desk, and they'll kind of bounce their way off the walls. Everybody in the office is trained to make sure that people are close enough to their bodies to drive.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause people have been known to get into altered states. And the work is very subtle, so you could feel amazing getting off the table and feel really sore 4 hours later because your whole body literally just got shifted in a really subtle way. It could be that you go through and feel phenomenal just moving forward, and like digestion improves and clarity of thought improves and overall emotions and feelings of well-being, and
the bottom line is it would be custom to each person.
Yes.
And then the work
so
that they were doing.
Yes.
So why can lose 10 pounds getting off the table?
I haven't seen that happen. It's possible.
But you could. I know you. You could. And then you want to go get pie.
But, you know, it's symbolic about, you know, the weight of the world on you and having that lifted. Right. So it isn't necessarily physical pounds, but, you know. Yeah, a week later, I've lost 10 pounds, and it was effortlessly. I didn't have to do anything. I just, like, looked and went, wow, I've lost, like, 10 pounds.
Well, and then it feels like you got a facial, you know, because of all that off your face. So, I mean, it can go a lot of ways. So one thing I'd like, and again, Robin, if you feel like you have a direction, that'd be great. But I'd love to have Kelly talk about how she got here. And for this path.
And I think that's really what we wanted the show to be, because after we've done the last show with Phoenix, you know, it's been 5 weeks of really going after just the things that we want to have creating in our lives. Through intention, through working with spirit, through all these different things. And Amy had shared with me, Kelly, about how you're really fulfilling a dream that you've really had in your life and what that looks like now, and some of the ways that you've been able to step into that using tools that really have served you and continue to serve you and your clients.
That is true. Sorry.
I was born a small child.
I was.
Yes.
I was. I
just ignore Amy. We just know where. Yeah. The two of them are sitting together, so they're like two little. Yeah. Anyway, and they just had a session together, so there's a little shift in giddiness going on here. So, which is all great. It's all great. But really wanting to hear the story.
I think it's fascinating, you know, how she grew up. And it's interesting to me because it's a lot like how you have raised your daughter. So this will be fun to see the parallel there.
Okay.
So I come from two long lines of Irish seers. One side of the family did not like it at all. The other side of the family just sort of accepted it. My father was the first one who actually started training it. And we got our health care growing up was energy work, grounding, clearing, meditation, and chiropractic. And I just sort of followed my path, and I thought I was going to be in hotels and restaurants. And
well, you got a degree in that, right?
I do.
From UNLV.
From UNLV. And I thought I was going to be the general manager at the St. Francis in San Francisco, and life took a different turn, and I was working and having little temper tantrums in my head. I'm going to go do massage. I'm gonna be a body worker. I'm going to help people instead of selling them useless crap.
Well, and some people might have thought that was a step backwards, right? Here you have a degree and, you know, from, you know, a prestigious school, really, in that field to go do massage.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
I mean, we don't believe that, but some people might.
And there were people as I was going through massage school that were like, why are you doing that? It didn't make any sense to anybody. And it was very clear, and I had been introduced to craniosacral therapy before I started massage school because I had had a head injury that created what the docs at the time were calling a migraine for 13 and a half months.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was not fun.
So how did you get connected to the cranial work?
My chiropractor told me that one of his patients, who is a massage therapist, had just taken this course, cranio something, I don't know, go see her, it's good for headaches. So,
oh, nice, okay.
At the end of 13 and a half months of pretty much continual migraines, I got introduced, and she did something that we call the platform, which is fingers at the base of your skull. And I fell in love with it. And she was sitting there reading her book, going, okay, I think I do this. Okay, I think this is what I do next. And I still got results.
Wow.
I still got results. And then when I got into massage school and we had our first cranio class, it felt like home. It just felt like home.
And I just, I love that because, you know, that's what we find over and over again, right, that you just, and you've got to keep your heart and your mind open for that, that you have those moments where you're like, oh, my God, this is it. Oh, my God, this is it. But unfortunately, a lot of people shut that down and go, oh, that makes no sense. I have a degree in hotel management. I have to go do that.
And every cranial class I took, I discovered that the stuff that I had been guided to do already was the next class that I was taking. So I was thinking I was wrong because I was doing it wrong from what I had been taught. And then I took the next class and went, and it just feels like home. I was also born with one hip higher than the other. And I was, my parents took me the rounds of doctors, and they were told that by the time I was 10, I would have had multiple back surgeries and be in a wheelchair for the rest of my life by the time I was 10.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up going and seeing a chiropractor, and Amy can tell you that I'm not in a wheelchair. Never have been. But what sacrums, your triangle bone at the base of your spine, just really talk to me, and I have a really fun time talking with sacrums, and I think it's because that was so much part of my body experience.
Uh-huh.
Does that make any sense?
Totally.
Yeah, why do you think one hip was higher than the other?
Um, I
put you on the spot here.
One of my cousins was born the same way, and I think there was some jealousy and stuff going on, and a family legacy was wished upon me.
Oh, wow.
If you want to go into full-on end.
Yeah, I don't necessarily know that it would be that. To me, it was more of it's kind of hard to describe, but it's just like a royalty of like having the birthmark to your destiny.
Okay. Well, almost like the shaman.
I don't see it as a negative thing. I actually think it is a higher thing because, you know, for whatever reason, I'm reading you right now, for whatever reason, it was a matter of being able to have that sense of balance in a way that wasn't what people would consider normal.
Mm-hmm.
And allowing yourself to come to a certain level of maturity to have it get realigned into something that actually you grew into.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It does. So I'm going to throw something on the table. Let's see where this bounces. You know, throw a new plate. Maybe we'll chew on it. I don't know. So Kelly mentioned that she had this thing happen to her at 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I don't remember, but you know, there was something that happened at 10 that was part of the path. Joan Brzezinko, I saw her this weekend. She had a schizophrenic break at age 10, and it was at 10 something happened to me, too. So do you recall anything, Robin, for you at 10? I'm not sure what the significance of this is, but this is the third time in a couple of days it's come up.
And there was something else that happened when I was nine and a half.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, I can't think of anything right off the top of my head. I can't think of anything at the top of my head, but I wouldn't doubt that there was something that was, and I probably just discarded it because it was something that, depending on what was going on with the bigger family, you know, issues or whatever at the time, it was something that, you know, you just kind of tuck that away. You know what I mean? We have a tendency to talk about
like,
initiation.
Right, initiations, you know, like in the Jewish faith, you know, and all kinds of traditions. I don't know. I'm just feeling like there's something that happens at age 10.
Mm-hmm.
That,
well, 10 is the beginning.
10 is the beginning.
When you say that, it makes me think of my sister and my other sister, Kim, and her and I shared a room. And she really, I was very much a tomboy. And I think right around that time period, she really challenged me to start looking at my femininity.
Oh. So I don't know. I just think we hit on something. So that's something we'll play with that. But I think there is something significant about, 9.
So all of our guests on the show are basically going, I didn't know this was going to be therapy. I didn't know we were going to. But, you know, I want to just encourage all of our listeners to be thinking about that. You know, was there a time period right around your age of 10 that there might have been something that, like I said, I tucked it away and not even thought about it. But once you start talking about it, you're like, yeah, because it's that sense of moving from childhood into even your adolescence. And what does that look like?
Right,
and from adolescence going into your adulthood, you know, because like they say that every 7 years we literally walk into a portal or like a threshold of new energies. And that continues all through your life. So when you look at the whole thing of the sevens and working through sevens when it comes to shifts in our identity, shifts, you know, in relationships, just shifts in all different kinds of stuff, you know, where are we? I mean, I recently listened to a talk with Lee Harris. If you guys haven't, we've talked about Lee on the show before. And Lee was actually talking about that for people who are sensitives on the planet. And sensitives basically people who just are very connected to people emotionally. They always want to say, well, gosh, I just think I'm sensitive. Well, you're actually just kind of wired a little differently. So you are sensitive to things, which isn't necessarily bad.
Mm-hmm.
It really puts you in a place where you can be very empathetic and sympathetic for people. And he said from 2019, 2000 to 27, this next 7 years is our next threshold. And anyone who is a sensitive really needs to look at the fact that, you know, you might have been feeling like you were kind of sitting around for everybody else to kind of wake up. And it's not a matter of waking up anymore. It's like you're being invited to evolve again and to consider your, you know, continue your evolution, what that looks like. Because, you know, we're all evolving all the time anyway. And to hold yourself back or think that you are holding yourself back really just is a disservice to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just like going along with this whole thing of, you know, being 10. What does that look like? Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting thing of moving that through
that. Yeah. So
Kelly.
I'm going to. Go ahead.
Yes.
No, I was just going to say, you know, Kelly, you know, fulfilling that dream. I mean, here you're going to be working, you know, as a man, you know, the major manager of a magnificent hotel, and then you're basically moving into this other arena of things that you never thought were even you, which I always think is perfect. That you know, you have your own agenda and your soul, and you know, your true, you know, there's a difference between dharma and karma. And dharma is really basically living your life's purpose. And your dharma was so strong that it was just like, Kelly, you might think you're gonna do this, girl, but we're gonna put you over here. So it's fun and exciting. That's why I asked, you know, if I'm going to walk in and get something cranial going and really have a place of just being in a place of not necessarily trusting you, but trusting myself.
Trusting yourself
I think that's the
huge.
One place is huge. If I can walk into any environment and just say, I've got this and I trust every part of my being, my mind, body, and my soul, I'm in the right place at the right time, and I can get up and walk out anytime I feel like it. Because I'm in charge of myself, that I think that's a very powerful place, and just come in a place of trusting that I'm going to be at the right place in the right time, and it's going to be great. And Spirit goes, mm-hmm. You know, the universe is always wanting to say yes to us, so if we're coming from that aspect, you know, how could it not be the greatest of whatever we've got going on?
Absolutely, and trusting yourself is a huge, huge part of it. And at the body level, what I get to do is help people trust their bodies and the information that their bodies give them. This is the way to go. Let's feel the full body yes, right? And because the full body yes is the spirit and the soul talking and saying, this is your best option. This is how you're supposed to be here to fulfill who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Perfect. I agree. Mm-hmm.
So part of what's coming to me is when Robin works with people with their flowers, what she'll do is she'll have them, where she was working with somebody recently who brought in a bouquet that had several flowers. So then she had them separate all the flowers and spend time with each of them individually.
Nice.
And then have them talk to them and to write notes about what they were telling them. I've kind of seen the same thing with you when you work with somebody. Maybe they have a little journal. Where they, you know, whatever comes up at the table, maybe, you know, let your hips talk to you, you know, whatever, until I see you again, right? So they start noticing that. And so I guess what I'm going to throw this at Kelly and have her, she answers this, will be perfect. But who should be looking for you? Who is somebody that is a perfect match for you and for them?
Somebody who's really wanting to heal, not be fixed. Fixed implies I'm doing it to you. Healed implies that we're working together to bring out the best that is you. And I think that's the answer.
Well, that's a good answer.
Nothing else is coming in, so that's good.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah, because I think it's a matter of, you know, you, and I think, I'm just feeling like to say that sometimes we come to the end of ourselves, and you kind of know when you hit that place within yourself that, you know, you're looking for the answer, you're looking to, like I said, evolve, you're looking to have that next thing and not sure what it is. But that may be another perfect place that, because like any kind of stuckness, it's just a matter of it's actually an invitation of being wanting to be able to move and evolve into something else, something bigger,
absolutely.
Something something more embracing myself and being more expansive. So I think that's another great place of when you're looking for that for yourself. It's just like, and you just know it. I mean, you know, hearing this conversation and hearing Kelly, you're like, I need to meet her. There's something inside of you that's saying, contact Kelly or depending on where you live, contact somebody who would have that cranial experience that could be someone who could help you to move to that, having that experience that would assist you.
You know, you want to come to Vegas anyway. Just fly to Vegas. Build a trip around visiting.
So if you're in India and you need to go to Vegas. So they're like, yes, I do. I need to go to India. Okay, I need to go to Vegas. Yeah. So what's your website's called silverknot.us, correct? For your website? Yeah. So that would be a great place to start if you have questions on that. So what do you have available on the website for just kind of being able to get a little more information for all this?
There's information about how we do things. And probably the best is just set up a 20-minute consultation and we'll sit down and we'll talk over the phone or whatever and see if we really are a fit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And is that complimentary or?
Yes, it is complimentary. Yes,
complimentary. Okay. Okay,
so,
great.
Well, we have to put on our business hats here, Robin. So kind of how I see it is, of course, the creating opportunities for people to experience, you know, Kelly. So one of the things you're doing is setting up spa days, right, where people can come in and try different things and see how it feels. And I want people to know, yes, if you're having a pain or whatever, that certainly would be something to look at to work with her. But maybe you're stuck in your career or maybe things are not going the way you want them to in your life. That would be another reason to come work with Kelly. It isn't just, oh, I feel a pain, which certainly that's one thing, and that's probably where a lot of people start.
Correct.
But for me, and that's one reason I want to be working hand in glove with her, a lot of times people are stuck in their career or at school, and working with her
or
in their thinking, which is everything, right? Mm-hmm. That this kind of work can help them. So moving out of that model, you know, eventually, hopefully, that we don't wait till it's in the body to do the work.
Right.
That we can do the work before it hits the body. What a concept.
Right.
Yeah,
you know?
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah. Why wait till it's a boo-boo when you can move it out and just have just that much more freedom?
Right, and that's not the model, though, right? So but we want to change the model.
Yes, we do.
We be the model.
We're
going to be the
model.
That's
about her membership. That's right. Right, a membership of health. It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
We have, we talked earlier, have, you know, massaging flowers. We're not sure what that looks like, but that'll be, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if you massage the flowers or massage you.
I was kidding. I was kidding with those guys before the show.
Very cutting.
Yeah. I just, it's like, you know, it's flower massage instead of, you know, and you walk in there thinking a massage, you're going to get massaged by flowers when actually the flowers are getting the massage. So it's a little bit different.
I don't know.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, we're cutting edge here. Cutting edge.
We're cutting edge. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So what other services do you have available at your place?
Oh, and I'd love to have you talk about the water work. Water work?
Oh, so I do what I do in my room. We have Reiki available. Two of us or three of us teach meditation, depending. My husband is a nurse practitioner. My collaborative partner is a nurse practitioner, and he does some addiction stuff. He really loves working with whole people as well. So the whole office is we do things a little differently. We do something called Aqua Stretch, which is pretty amazing. It was created by George Eversole here in Nevada, and it is based on the intuitive movement principles of craniosacral therapy. So we put people in water and
literally
in water.
Nice.
And we use weights and it's a one-on-one kind of session. And because muscles are floating and because we're not working against gravity, we can literally clear things in a couple, three sessions that it takes 6 months or so on the table to clear because we can get in deeply and gently, and it's truly an amazing, amazing therapy.
Yeah, well, water is so amazing too. Yeah, water is so amazing because it literally just cuts the amount of healing time exponentially. It's just amazing how it.
Once stuff
starts lining up, it literally just it's like pulling down a zipper and just opening it all up. It just and just opens it all up. So it's really amazing.
It is.
I've done Watsu.
Uh-huh.
So I'm. Yeah, I've done Watsu work, so I'm familiar with that, with the different kinds of modalities that I worked with Jinsen Jujitsu and things like that, of moving the energy with acupressure points and stuff like that. So, and also with the Reiki as well. So that's one thing Kelly's got a lot of tools of things that that she's had very, like I said, exponential is, I guess, the word for the day, of things that work very easily for the body, easily for the mind and the spirit. So it's something when you're just, like I said, willing to be in this place of I'm ready to move and whatever that looks like in a loving, gentle way, and you allow your body and the people around you to help you to facilitate that, it can happen very easily and quickly.
Yes, it can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
and,
what's the contact number for
yourself,
for your – so you're
coming up.
Yeah, exactly. What's a good phone number for you guys?
702-463-7707.
Okay. And do you have upcoming events and things like that on your website as well?
Not at this moment. They're upcoming.
Okay.
The upcoming events are upcoming.
Yeah, we're going to work on her with that.
Yeah. So, yes, we
Kelly,
are.
You know, since we're down to our last minute or so, what would you say to somebody who's wanting to fulfill a dream?
Just follow your heart and follow your inner guidance and just do what makes you happy. And if the work you do feeds your soul, you're on the right track.
Mm-hmm. That's good advice. How about you, Aime?
You don't get caught up in what it's supposed to look like.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's good advice, too.
Then look at what it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That answer.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Robin?
I would agree that, and when it comes to fulfilling your dreams, no matter how young you were when you first had them, and you might think that you're too old to have it happen, don't allow that to be something that gets in your way. Because, you know, the overnight success could be 40 years in the making, but that doesn't mean it's not something that really makes a difference. And it's so important that it happens on the planet, and you get to be a model for the people that in your heart and in your soul you said yes.
Yes.
Well, Kelly, thank you for joining us. It was very very insightful, and I look forward to meeting you and go float in some water. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's fun. Right.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Fun. Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
I look forward to meeting you.
Oh, we'll do it again.
For sure.
Exactly.
And again,
flowers in the pool.
There you go. That'll have to happen. So there you go. I'm going to be bringing some roses for sure. So that's all good. So anybody on our extended audience in the cafe, if there's any questions, comments you guys would like to leave, you know, go ahead and contact us, and we'll go ahead and make sure that Kelly gets the information, or we can pass that along to you. And as always, we want to thank you for you scooting up to the table and joining us here at the cafe. We'll see you next time.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.